up time. Reed runs a company called Pure Atria that makes software development tools and that recently acquired a startup I helped found, Integrity QA. After Reed bought our company, he kept me on as his VP of corporate marketing. We take turns driving. We usually get to the office on time, but the way we get there changes depending on who's driving. When it's Reed's turn, we leave on time in an immaculate Toyota Avalon. We drive the speed limit. Sometimes there's a driver, a kid from Stanford who has been instructed to navigate the twisting mountainous turns of Highway 17 with care and precision. "Drive like there's a full cup of coffee on the dashboard," I've heard Reed tell him. And the poor kid does. Me? I drive a beat-up Volvo with two car seats in the back. A kind description of my driving would be impatient, but maybe aggressive is more accurate. I take turns fast, and when I get excited about something, I go even faster. On this day, it's my turn to drive. As I pull into the parking lot, Reed's already waiting, huddled beneath an umbrella, leaning on his car. He looks annoyed. "You're late," he says, shaking off his umbrella as he slips into my car, picking a crumpled Diet Coke can and two packages of diapers off the front seat and tossing them into the back. "Traffic's going to be terrible with all the rain." It is. There's a wreck at Laurel Curve, a stalled semi at the summit, and then the usual Silicon Valley traffic, coders and executives in long lines in the highway, like ants returning to an anthill. "Okay," I say, "but I've got a new one. Customized baseball bats. Totally personalized and unique. Users fill out their information online. Then we use a computer-controlled milling machine to craft a bat to their exact specs. Length, handle thickness, size of the barrel, all one of a kind. Or not. If you want an exact recreation of Hank Aaron's bat, we could do that too." Reed's face goes blank. It's an expression I know well. To an outside observer, it would look like he's just staring out the dirty windshield at the redwoods whizzing by, or the Subaru going a little too slowly in front of us. But I know what's behind that look. A rapid-fire evaluation of pros and cons, a high-speed cost-benefit analysis, a near-instantaneous predictive model about possible risks and scalability. 5 seconds go by, then 10, then 15. After about 30 seconds, he turns to me and says, "That'll never work." We've been doing this for a few weeks. Reed has been working overtime, finalizing a huge merger that'll put us both out of a job. And once the dust settles from that, I'm planning to start my own company. Every day in the car, I pitch ideas to Reed. I'm trying to convince him to come on board as an advisor or investor, and I can tell he's intrigued. He's not shy about giving me feedback. He knows a good thing when he sees it. He also knows a bad thing when he hears it. And my morning drive ideas? They're mostly bad ideas. Reed swats this one away just like he did the others. It's impractical. It's unoriginal. It'll never work. "Also, baseball's popularity is waning with younger people," he says, as we roll to a stop behind a sand truck. "The sand is on its way to San Jose, where it'll eventually be turned into concrete for roads and buildings in booming Silicon Valley. You don't want to be tied to a declining user base from the start." "You're wrong," I say, and I tell him why. "I've done my research, too. I know the numbers for sporting goods sales. I've looked into baseball bat production, how much the raw materials cost, how expensive it is to buy and operate the milling machine. And okay, I might have a personal connection to this idea. My oldest son just finished his rookie Little League season." For every one of my points, Reed has an answer. He's analytical, rational, and doesn't waste time with niceties. I don't either. Our voices are raised, but we're not angry. It's an argument, but it's a productive one. Each of us understands the other. Each of us knows that the other is going to offer stiff, uncompromising resistance. "Your attachment to this idea isn't strictly rational," he says, and I almost laugh. Behind his back, I've heard people compare Reed to Spock. I don't think they mean it as a compliment, but they should. In Star Trek, Spock is almost always right. And Reed is too. If he